minutes past the hour, Richard Smallwood. And, whew, my gosh, Total Praise.
Total Praise.
Total Praise.
I love that song. I love that man.
Total Praise.
I love that man. The Yolanda Adams Morning Show is live from Rocket Town. The BMI 2014 Trailblazers of Gospel Luncheon will be happening a little bit, about an hour from now.
It's almost time.
And we are so excited to have Dr. Richard Smallwood with us this morning.
It's good to be
here. He is an honoree today.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Wow. Many years I have known you and loved you.
I
tell everybody all over the world, you are my uncle. I met you when I was...
You were in high school or something.
15 years old. I was 15.
Yeah.
And the impact that you have had on my life is just incredible.
Oh, God bless you, Yolanda. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
How does it feel today being honored by, you know, all of those of the gospel music industry?
I am so excited. Yeah. This is just such a humbling experience, and I'm so honored and to be a part of it, you know, along with my dear friend, Reverend Darrell Coley as well. So we go back, we all go back a long way, Edwin and Darrell. So it's a great day, and I'm excited about it.
Let's talk about how the gospel music industry has changed from the time that you guys started out singing and ministering and recording till today. How has it grown? How has it improved?
Oh, well, it's grown tremendously. Yeah. I mean, really, if you just really talk about the whole recording process.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that, you know, when I came up and when I first started, you know, you'd go in the studio and stay for about 2 days, if that, you know, and then your record would come out the day after that.
Oh, wow.
You know, but the way that the industry is spending money and of course the way that gospel music has grown in popularity, it's, you know, it's everywhere now. It's on commercials, it's you know, it's on in plays and in the movies and everywhere. So, you know, it's really grown by leaps and bounds, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
You're constantly you know, I don't think there is another artist who has remained in every decade of music the way you have. You have been so effective in staying true to who you are, but moving with the times. And I think that shows not just professionalism, but that shows a special anointing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, I love gospel music, and I'm always listening to it. I'm listening to the new kids on the block, you know, as well as the traditional things that I grew up on. So I'm inspired continually by everybody that I hear, you know. So I praise God for the longevity. It's, I think, a little over 30 years now. So, you know, I praise God.
Richard Smallwood with us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
We were just talking, if your church didn't sing Total Praise, you probably had half a church. That was in everybody's A and B selection.
Yes.
You remember the musicals?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Everybody was going to sing Total Praise. Yeah. I'd like to find out from you, if you remember, where were you when you wrote it?
I was in a very dark place when I wrote it. My mother was ill. My godbrother was terminally ill. So I was a caregiver for my mother. I was a caregiver for my godbrother. And it was one of those places where I was saying, okay, God, can you hear me? I mean, I know you're there. I have no, my faith says that you're there, but I can't feel you, you know? And I was sitting at my piano and the song just came just like that.
Wow.
Like a lot of times when you write music, it takes a while to sort of hone it and get it together. But this just came as if it was already written.
Wow.
And I began to cry as I began to play it. And what I realized God was saying to me that even in your valley, I still need your praise. Because I've got this. You may not see it. Mm-hmm. You may not be able to feel it. But I'm still in charge, and I'm going to get you through this. Mm-hmm. But while I'm doing this, I want your praise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. So it taught me about valley praise in relationship to what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And mountaintop praise. Mountaintop praise is easy when everything is going good.
Yeah.
But when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, but you praise God anyway because you know he's able.
Yeah. Right.
Even if he doesn't do it, he's able.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so that's what it taught me. But I had no idea it was going to have the kind of effect that that it's had. So I'm grateful.
It's a favorite, man. Yeah. Richard Smallwood with us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Yolanda talked about how you've been able to maintain through the different the different decades. What would you say to today's artists to make them not only continue to be relevant but to be lyrically correct?
Well, I think first of all, you need to understand that gospel music has to be ministry. It cannot be, well, let me see how much money I can make, or let me see how famous I can get. It has to be in. It has to be about making a difference in people's lives through your gift. And I think you have to understand and know the Word of God. You need to be under covering where you can get fed so that you can feed others. And I think, you know, whatever God has given you, whatever style He's given you, that's fine. Just make sure that that you're about making a difference, you know, in the lives of people. Because you never know who's listening to you.
Yeah.
I tell the story many years ago when I first started. We had gone and sung at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, and a young Caucasian sister came up to me after we finished, and she said, I'm not sure who you are, but when I got up this morning, she said, I contemplated suicide. And she said, and when I heard your music this afternoon, she said, it changed me, changed my mind, you know. And I must have been maybe 23 or 24. It just sort of changed my whole view of what this whole thing is about. Because we have a great task and we have a great responsibility, and we cannot take that lightly.
Well, we thank God for you.
Thank you.
Thank God for all of the music that He has inspired your heart to share with us all these years. We're excited that they're going to honor you tonight. It is well deserved.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The one and only Richard Smallwood.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Okay, you said my total praise. Your church can't sing total praise.
Come on. Y'all need to close the doors.
Yeah. It's pretty much, it's a done deal.
Yeah, need to close the doors. Ain't no sense of playing with it.
You know,
if you can't sing it, then just get the CD.
And play that.
Play that.
Richard Smallwood, thank you for being on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
I appreciate it.